Hello, and welcome to the Story Points Podcast. My name is Roger King.
Wait, no, that's me.
And I'm Joe Misery.
Just kidding, my name is George Markantonis.
For some people, working from home has been a new form of going to the office. For us in the tech industry, it has been a way of working for a long time. From the medical field, finance, and more, we are starting to see pieces of tech culture bleed into other areas of work. Today, we talk about working from home. We touch on the benefits, the challenges, and differences from before and after the pandemic. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Please don't forget to subscribe and follow us on all social media platforms, story_points, and feel free to email us at storypointsdev@gmail.com. We love to hear from all of you and what you want to hear next.
So working from home, pants or no pants?
Always pants.
Wow. Really?
Always pants. Always pants.
Well, what's considered pants? Pajama pants?
You tell me.
Sweatpants? Jeans? Joggers?
I never wear jeans when I work from home.
Yeah, it sounds like a terrible idea.
I did a little bit in the beginning.
But why? Is it because you didn't take your sweatpants out of your winter bin?
No.
And you were just too lazy to?
No, because I would have just been wearing shorts. But point is, in the beginning of the lockdown, everybody was like, do everything the way you normally do. So people were like, getting dressed fully. And
Joe, they didn't mean
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that was one of the dumbest things ever. I remember getting that email from my job.
Treat it like your commute and wake up the same time. And I'm like,
waking up 5 minutes before I need to log in,
I remember reading articles of people, they would go out of their house, walk around the block, and then come back inside. So it felt like their commute.
Yeah.
I am more curious, what does everyone wear on top?
You're looking at it.
Are you wearing t-shirts? Are people wearing t-shirts? Wearing shirts?
I guess the big question is, were you on video call or not? For almost all of my jobs, at my last job, almost all of my calls were no video. So
always had our video on.
Yeah,
I remember Ronald saying that. Where it was it's weird. I'm like, what? You don't have your video? What's the point?
Time someone called me with their video on, they're like, oh yeah, just you mind showing me your workstation? I'm just so interested in seeing where people's workstation is. And I have coffee cups and crackers, and I'm wearing a tank top and shorts, and I'm just like, yeah, maybe next time. This guy's on his porch outside in a cabin, dressed up, button-down plaid shirt, looking great all together.
People who are put together are let me see what you got going on.
That's a lie. That's a green screen behind
me. My hair's crazy. I haven't showered in days.
The green screen technology in Google Meet has gotten so good, because we were on a call with a vendor, and a vendor is just a third-party team that we would work with for something, and it just said their company name in the background and then just other desks behind them, and I was just wow, that's a really nice office. And I didn't say it, but I was thinking it, and then someone else on the call goes, wow, that's a nice company background you guys got. And I was like, that's a background? I was so shocked.
I mean, what people did that I've seen are take a picture behind you at your desk and then use that at your
dude,
as your background.
Yes, I wanted to do that. I wanted to do that when it first started, and I wanted to take multiple pictures so it kind of looked like someone's walking by, and just change it every time.
Well, Google has the animated stuff.
Do they? Yeah.
So the flip side of that, a funny part of that is when I got let go, my boss had an aquarium background that he never changed. So it was all these fishes going by him and stuff. And they're it was cartoonish too. It was a kid's background.
Yeah. Serious conversation. Yeah.
And there's just I just couldn't help but find humor in that moment.
There's a puffer fish behind
him. Yeah. He goes over his face.
But he definitely, I know he had done it. We had a going away party for someone a few weeks earlier, and people were changing, just having fun with their backgrounds.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he had put that one in and just never changed it, I guess. It's probably the last time. No, he definitely knew. He probably just didn't realize it in the moment. So that was fun.
I know something that I noticed was I wear a lot of white t-shirts. So at some point I was I hope people think they know I'm showering and changing my shirt.
Just
I just have
the
same white
the
t-shirt.
Time.
Yeah.
It's just slowly becoming more and more yellowed. But like, I think that's different though, because you said your guy had like a plaid button down shirt. I imagine that's got a collar on it, right? Like, it's very rare for anybody for me to join a call and they'll have a collar on. Even like the CEO won't.
Well, I will say, I think this guy was, I didn't talk to him often. And I think he was like a salesman that would travel a lot. So I think he like met with clients frequently. And obviously, early pandemic, I doubt that was happening. But yeah, so like for him, it made more sense.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense for sales.
Yeah.
But other than that, like sweatshirts, t-shirts, that's it.
I remember your brother saying like anytime he talked to like, it was always like the VPs and CFOs, like the higher ups that were always on video call. And they always had like button downs and were like,
they're more committed.
Yeah, but my question is if they wear the slacks. Because that's
that's why. It's always that's the why question. I ask. Maybe it's just boxers.
Yeah, like I joined a call today. I was wearing this, right? And like, well, Roger, you're wearing a button down. And I'm like, yeah, I'm wearing shorts underneath. Relax. It's also a plaid button down.
I wouldn't button down, though.
I just didn't want to wear a full sweater. And it was like warm today, so.
My interview last week, I wore a button down, but with New York Ranger sweatpants.
Nice.
Now they're your lucky sweatpants if you get that job.
Well, we'll see. Yeah,
he'll be wearing those every day.
Yeah.
You guys want to get into it? Welcome to Story Points Podcast. I'm Roger King, founding engineer at Balanced.
And I'm Joe Masseri, senior software engineer at SeatGeek.
Why the pause, Joe?
I almost said infrastructure.
And I'm George Marcantonis, front-end engineer at Capsule.
And Greg, if you don't mind introducing yourself, I know you're here for our retro, but I don't think we did an introduction. We kind of just got into it.
I'm their friend, Greg, working at Unemployed.
Nice. You're a dad. That's your job.
That's a yeah, that's
24/7
true.
Job.
Yeah, yeah.
I work for a toddler.
There you go. He's the
mom. They're the most demanding.
That's true. Yeah.
They always work from
home. I have a work from home manager position. I deal with a really difficult team. You know, we have some language barriers.
And, he's a big baby.
Yeah.
But you're talking about your wife.
Cut that out.
We'll cut
so
that
she
out.
She doesn't hear that.
Shout out Greg's wife.
But I was working from home before that, so I think I could have some input.
So divorce rates are pretty high because of working from home.
Whoops.
That is actually a true thing.
It was a true thing. Yeah. Yeah, people, like a lot of divorces happen because they were like, I can't deal with my significant other 24/7 being at home. So yeah, so Greg, you know, we wanted you on today because working from home, we have a different perspective of it. You know, I think we've all had the opportunity to work from home. At least before COVID. Did you ever have that chance, like, at your previous job or even jobs before that?
No, it was definitely one thing I envied. Like, obviously, it was, like, a it was give and take because I'd also see you guys working, like, on weekends and stuff and, like, bring your laptops around.
Watching the Rangers playoffs.
Yeah, like, stuff like that. So, but I always, like, you know, sometimes, like, oh, I'm working from home today, want to get lunch or whatever or something. And I was always like, damn, like, I'm stuck at the office. Yeah. But, no, it was pretty frowned upon. The first time that I had the opportunity to work from home, we had a gas leak in the building, and it was my first day. So I didn't even have, like, my login code to work.
Yeah.
So I was at home doing, like, literally nothing. So
this is great first day.
Yeah, like I didn't even really get an opportunity to do it like ever until the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah, for us, like for us three, we've had the opportunity to work from home. I think almost at every job, right?
I mean, you guys.
My first job,
less.
I couldn't.
Yeah, at my first job, I was lucky because I was pretty friendly with the product manager and she was kind of like the end all be all of whether we can work from home. She was nice and everything, but it was just like, yeah, sure, work from home if I needed to. But I remember the office lost heat at my first job, and then they were like, yeah, we don't have technology to work from home. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was working from home last week.
Do you have internet?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was so confused.
What does that mean?
And then, so I remember just sitting at my desk with like, my winter coat on, gloves, everything. And I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm going to take my sick time. I'm going home. Like, this is like my hands are can't freezing. Work like
that. I just picture like giant middle of winter. Puffy gloves and all your coat is just like garbage.
It's those gloves with like no individual finger. Yeah. It's just like a giant.
Yeah.
Mittens. Yeah, mittens. But I remember that was awful. And I was like,
how could they even expect anybody to work in that?
Yeah, and then the next day they're like, okay, everyone take your laptops home and work from home because they couldn't do it either. So it's like, all right. But I think at least at Zillion, where we all worked together, we had the opportunity to work from home, I would say.
Yeah, but that was also like everybody was doing it.
Yeah.
Everybody else is doing it. Nice. The whole company did it, basically. Yeah. So it was...
I think the big advantage, you guys, like being in the tech field, it's still like a relatively just in the aspect in like in terms of like the world, it's really new.
Yeah,
right.
That's for sure.
So like you had like more of a younger crowd in that where they're like you can work from home and you're working from home, whereas other places, most people in charge were of older generations where it's like if you're home, you're probably slacking off, like you're not actually.
Yeah, yeah, and that's definitely another point that I want to get to, but we'll get to it later on. Sorry. Of like micromanaging, right? And like having always someone over your shoulder knowing what you're doing. And it's like, does it matter? Right? Like,
well, I'll save my comment on that for later then.
Yeah, but so like for us, we had working from home. I personally enjoyed it. Like, you guys know, like my mom was sick, so it gave me the flexibility to be able to like help her. And that was something like, at least at Zillion, I always told my managers, and even after Zillion, I was like, hey, I will need at least one day to work from home so that I can help take her to the doctor and whatnot. So, like, in a more, like everyday standpoint, it's very helpful, right? Otherwise, it's like, yeah, it's great. Work from home. If you're feeling a little sick, right, you don't go into the office. Maybe I could have prevented COVID spread. Like, if you just felt sick, I'm not going to go you know.
Yeah, but you could still, instead of taking a day off, and you're like, oh, I'm not
that's what I mean.
The office,
yeah,
you can
like,
still...
oh, I just need a little couple hours of sleep, and then I can work from home, get all this stuff done without the commute of an hour and a half or whatever it is. Yeah.
There were so many days where I felt that, where like I wasn't really sick, but I just really didn't want to be in the office. So it's like I could have just worked from home, but you just end up having to take a sick day. Like there, really, didn't exist. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there are definitely like the people that like kind of take advantage of it, right? Like. They'll kind of
ruin it
you see
everybody.
All those memes and those like videos online, like, oh, I put peanut butter on my dog's on the mouse so the dog will lick it so it looks like I'm online all the time. So it's like it's
George
funny.
Does all
that. It's funny, it's like it's for entertainment of like
Need
social media, but it's like people take that as like, oh, that's genius,
good idea.
And let me go do that. So.
It's the poor man's writing a macro.
Yeah.
Moving your mouse around
for
that.
But that's the right way of thinking.
Yeah.
You got to be a little lazy.
Right? Yeah, but it's a lot easier to just throw some peanut butter on your mouse and
that's
have your dog go to
town. Yeah, the nearest script failing.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever feel like taken advantage of working from home? Like, because during COVID? I'm not talking about after. Maybe even after, right? Like, if you're working from home, they kind of expect you to work a little bit more.
Well,
assuming
really,
it's like a 9
really.
To 5, but I mean for us it was a little bit different. Like we never really worked that traditional 9 to 5. Like, you know, we'll take, you know, you got to go to the doctor or whatever. You kind of do what you got to do and then you get your work done.
I mean, I think that's actually a good question for Greg, but I'll give my opinion first. So, since we're already remote, like, nothing changed, right? Like you were already working remotely a couple days a week, so it wasn't like, "Oh, now you're
No, I'm talking about before, like right before COVID.
Oh, before COVID.
Did you ever feel like...
No, I don't think so, because like we had our work planned out already, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was just, are you doing your work or
yeah,
are you
no,
making
it was
progress
like,
on your tickets?
At least like when we talked about it before, of like we have sprint planning, it's like, oh, okay, Joe, you're working from home Friday, so, you know, we're not going to schedule a meeting or anything like that. So a lot of times things were scheduled around people's working from home days.
Oh yeah, it's a good point.
Like if you think about it, right? Yeah. And I know for like we wouldn't do retros on Fridays, we did Thursday because you're someone's working from home or and people can call in, but we like to do it in person.
So as far as that goes, like I'm thinking back to when we were at Zillion. We didn't really do calls from home, did we? I don't really remember getting on calls very much.
I mean, I just remember like stand up, like when I worked from home.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just like remember like everybody would be in a conference call or in the conference room, and you didn't have that sort of what we have now, where it's like you go into a conference room and there's a big TV with a camera on it that you can join the call from. So it's like expecting remote people to join. It was kind of just you had the little receiver in the middle of the table and you can call into the meeting like with an actual phone call.
Yeah.
Which I think discouraged it a little bit, because then it's like you're disconnected because you're the guy on the phone and nobody sees you in the room, right?
Yeah, and I remember before COVID, like I worked with someone at Rocket Trip. He was fully remote, and he really wanted to push the culture of like, hey, be remote friendly. So, you know, don't make these big decisions about the company in a meeting, like, or where the engineering department's going in a meeting, like, at least keep me in the loop and whatnot. Like, and in, like, a random, like, guys, we need to talk about this in the conference room. You know how that happens.
Yeah, impromptu.
Yeah. So, like, that's definitely something to think about.
So, since you guys were working, like, from home before, and but, like, more sporadically as opposed to, like, you know, every day, did you notice a difference in your, like, productivity? Did you feel like you got more done because you maybe had less people, like less chatter around you in the office? Or do you think, like, I don't know, like your setups at home, I'm sure most of your setups are probably the same, if not better, than the office.
So way back when I was doing application support, even going into the office, it's kind of like you don't really work all day, and then during 1 hour, you kind of just get all of your work done for the day and that's it. So working from home amongst like the team members was regarded as your day off. Like, we knew.
I'm so glad you said that.
If you're off, like if it's your day off, if it's your work from home day, like that's it. You're not home. You're out. You're doing something.
Well, I remember to kind of piggyback off like that part of working from home. I remember when I just started working from home. I don't remember who it was of like all of you. It might have been a different person, but I remember like, yeah, I'm working from home tomorrow, and they're just like, oh, you're not doing anything then. You're just gonna be sitting at home watching TV. I'm like, no, I do most of my work when I work from home.
Yeah. I mean, to build off what George said, right? You know, it's your day off. That one of my dad's friends, she would always say, oh, when's your day off? It's like, what do you mean day off? Like, working from home is not your day off, right?
Yeah.
And then I guess going back to your question from before, I found that I was working more hours working from home because, you know, you don't have to say, oh, I have to leave. I have to go get the train. I have to run and do this thing. It's just you're sitting there working on something. You just continue it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I still do that, but.
Like, you find yourself like stuck in that groove of like you just continuously work. And like for me, I think it's a little bit easier because like, or it's easier to break it because I have the dogs, right? I can just be like, I got to go walk the dogs at 6 o'clock, and then
I go do it.
Then it's just like, but I will also find myself when I'm walking them, if I'm stuck on a problem, I will definitely feel like I'm rushing it. I'm like, all right, come on guys, let's go.
Yeah.
So
I think because there's no like travel time, because you kind of wake up, roll out of bed, go to your desk and start working, it's very easy to just be stuck in work mode. And that definitely happened to me during the beginning of COVID.
Yeah.
100%.
I think we talked about it where I was like, dude, I'm feeling so isolated. Not isolated, like we're not hanging out.
Yeah.
But it was just like, I feel like I'm
tunnel
just
vision.
You said tunnel vision. Room, and then I go to the living room, and then I walk, and
no
I'm just
variety.
Like, I'm seeing the same thing every day.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't relate to that. I don't know. Like, I'm just always been super introverted, and even though like I was living with someone, I don't know. Just when it started, I knew I was gonna love it.
Well,
like,
I wonder if it'd
my
be
time
different.
Has come.
Yeah,
yeah. I wonder if it'd be different if your wife wasn't there all the time. So like, and it's a little bit different now because it's a little more like customed, right? Like, I know she's working now, but before she wasn't working, right? Like, Carla was working. Sometimes she worked nights, so it'd be night, come home, sleep, night, come home, sleep. So it's just like 3 days where I'm just like,
talking to myself or the dog. So I'm just like, all right.
No, I still think I would have been fine.
He had WoW. He's good.
But I can't imagine, like, for now, if we're talking about present day, it'd be hard for me to just, like, I'm going to go on the train and go to work. Like, even when I have to go into the office from time to time, just for, like, our quarterly meetings, I'm like, okay, is Carla working? No. Okay, who's going to take care of the dogs? What am I doing? I can't. The other little one is, she can't be left alone because she's anxiety.
You spoiled her.
Yeah, she really got spoiled. Shelby just got left alone. She's like, whatever.
Nice. Yeah, I think it's really funny, like, when I look at people's calendars now, before, like, they would mark their days working from home.
Yeah.
Now, if someone goes into the office, they'll write, coming from to the office.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's a thing in Google.
It's yeah.
around now.
I got a notification today that was
so weird.
Fill out your work schedule, your remote, like your location schedule, where it wants you to say, I'm working from home. Or
is that why
office.
It says home, home, home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Real quick, the listeners do know your dog's names, right? So when you say, like, oh, I just left Shelby alone, like, blah, blah, blah.
Well, now they do.
It's dogs, don't worry. You don't have to call Child
hey,
Protective
like
Services.
Good catch. When I was, like, 7, my parents left me home alone. So.
That's true.
Two rules. Don't answer the phone or don't open the door for strangers. Yeah. Otherwise, do what you want.
Don't call 911.
Yeah, don't call 911.
You did that?
I did that.
I did that once, too, by accident.
By accident?
By accident, yeah. I was trying to call my neighbor.
I just
typed in
911.
Instead of, like, 914, I just hit the one really quick, and it just goes straight to 911.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I was going to do 917. I think that's the city,
it's like,
right?
What's your emergency?
Yeah, so then I did 911 by accident, and I hung up.
Immediately hung up. Then they show up to your house.
And you're like, fuck.
My mom was pissed because she was, like, about to leave for work.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you got a 911 call? She's like, what? And then she was late. I was like, ah, shit.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Wait, we didn't hear George's. Your 911 call.
I bet someone, or someone bet me.
Oh, that's way worse.
Yeah, that's way
and
worse.
And I did it.
Okay, please tell me you were, like, under the age of 12.
This was
I might have been around 12.
Okay.
Because, like, I was home alone and my grandmother had to, like, walk and say, he's an idiot. Leave him alone. He's fine.
And then she got investigated.
Yeah. Terrible. Fun times.
But yeah, early on. I don't know if you guys felt the same. Like, early on, I knew, I guess, the biggest problem that I found at my job was that a lot of people were not equipped to work from home. Like, I had a boss who, like, for a month, maybe more, was legit using her laptop and mouse pad. Like, didn't even have, like, a mouse and keyboard to, like, attach to it or a monitor to see on a bigger screen.
And yeah, well, so, if you were never working from home before, you didn't have a way to work from home.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was probably the biggest wake-up call for, like, non-tech industries, because I feel like most likely, if you're in that field, in the tech field, you probably have somewhat of a nice set. You definitely own a mouse and keyboard at home. Like,
well, I mean, a lot of younger people, too, have, like,
gaming
computers and things like that that they can just hook up to.
So when COVID started, I had recently moved into my studio apartment and I didn't have any desk. I just had, like, the couch and, like, an island. So I ended up working from the couch. But I guess after so many weeks, I was like, because I have an L couch, so I was sitting on the end. And I guess because I was hunched over on my laptop, I would, like, start to get pains. Mm-hmm. Like, breathing pains. Jeez. And that's when I realized, like, oh, I should ask if I
maybe
can
I
buy
move?
A monitor and buy a desk.
I thought you were going to say that you had, like, a divot in your couch from just sitting there all
I'm
day
I'm pretty
long.
Sure that's why I have that bump. Yeah, there's a bump in the couch. You can see.
I'll never forget when you mentioned your, like, college roommate or something. Just play Call of Duty all the time. And he just, his bed was just, like, giant divot from just playing
all that's
day.
What I imagine George's couch is like.
But see, a mattress or something, you could, like, flip it over, flip the pillow over. The L I can't flip.
I mean, he didn't, but yeah.
Nice. But yeah, once I got that work from home, set up your work from home office money,
Well, that was a lot of companies did that, right? Where they said, here's a stipend to go and set up your home office and you can expense it and get yourself a monitor, a chair, a keyboard. Some people had to upgrade their internet. Like you could use, use it basically for anything like that.
That was one thing that I think you, Joe, you mentioned that like someone at your office just didn't have internet or like they didn't have good internet. So they're just like, yeah, I just expected to be in the office all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was you or if that was someone at conference.
I don't know if that was me, but.
I definitely heard it where they're like, can I get money for internet?
Because
like,
you need it for work now. Give Before me you money didn't, for internet. Now you do.
So.
My company did like, they didn't give us money, but they were like, if you need a monitor, keyboard, whatever, just put in a ticket and we'll ship send it to you. Like you have to, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, can't just expect people to go out and buy all this stuff.
Especially like most accounting, like, you need a minimum of two monitors. Like without that, it just adds a lot more time to everything you do. You guys have any like red flags from your jobs or your like maybe just coworkers early on in the pandemic? Like in terms of like, oh boy, this is gonna suck working from home like every day with these people?
No, I don't know. I personally think like most of my teams, they're so used to me working from home. If this was like at a previous company, they probably would have had an issue, but at Compass I was okay because that's where I was at before.
So is the question, I don't like working from home with people who you think are
give an example. Like my biggest issue was somebody who may come to my desk two or three times a day was now calling me like every 10 minutes, and then like I need to do my own work.
So that's that might honestly be like a completely different episode, but we kind of get into it here. Is like, we're so like the tech engineering industry is so reliant on tickets that's our manager's way of knowing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So like when we have stand-ups, it's not treated this way, but it's almost like a check in, like, are you doing your work or not? Like, if you're, what did you do today doesn't line up with what tickets are in progress, it's kind of a little, oh, well, what about these tickets here?
It's a little sus.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't come off that way, but if we kind of like drill it down to it, that's kind of what it is.
Got it.
So our managers know what we're working on all the time because we're moving tickets from in progress to done or in review and whatnot.
So like to segue off of that, the reason I brought that up is because like I found that I ate way better because I just kind of had access to kind of go and eat whenever I felt like it. Whereas, and this kind of goes off to what Joe mentioned earlier about working more. So like at the office, it's 4:30. I've eaten everything I brought. Like my option to keep working on the starving stomach is to go get like a Rice Krispie from the vending machine or like a cookie or something. Like really nothing nutritious. Like the cafeteria is closed. I'm out of food that I brought. I'm miserable. Like I have a headache. Like I don't want to eat that.
Yeah, you don't want to be there.
So I'm just gonna go home. Right. I'm just gonna go home, and you know, we'll bring my laptop. But by the time I get home and eat, I'm not opening my laptop.
Yeah.
When I was working from home, reverse, like 4:30, I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna go eat. I'm gonna come back in an hour, and then I'll probably end up working for another hour or two.
Yeah.
So I found myself working probably not just later in the day, but more hours through the day. I wasn't like waiting for lunch like miserable hungry. I could just go get a snack.
Or if you can't figure, like, I know it happens to us sometimes where it's like you can't figure something out, you take a break for like 30 Go minutes or whatever. Whatever it is, you come back, you know exactly what you got to do.
Yep.
You can't necessarily do that at the office. Sure, you kind of go around the building. It's different, right? You can't just like kind of de-stress without feeling guilty like someone's watching you.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So,
but to counter Greg's point too, like, I know the company I work at, and I don't know if it was that way with Compass, but we have like a stocked kitchen with all kinds of snacks and drinks and things like that too.
Yep.
So if you had that 4:30 hankering for a bag of chips or some sort of sugar or something, like you just go down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
And
yeah. That's not. Nice.
Oh, well, you had to go down a flight. We just walk on the same floor.
Whoa. Well, yeah.
Excuse we had me. Yeah, we would have like bagels. We had like a whole rack of like cereals and
cereals
and endless coffee.
Candy drawer.
I thought free coffee
all
was great.
The coffee.
I always find it funny when like some people would
get mad because one of their cereals is out of stock. I'm like, are you really getting pissed about
the cold
this right
brew?
Now? Like,
the cold brew is empty.
Man. Yeah,
I gotta go to the third floor now to go get it.
Yeah, but once you get used to it, it's a hassle to.
So I can see why working from home may be the reverse, because now you don't
have as many options.
You have to make sure you have those options for yourself. Yeah. And at least early in the pandemic, grocery stores were a disaster to try and get stuff.
So, a good question for you, Greg, is what would you assuming you didn't have your son now, right? Because obviously, it would change your answer to this, but if you were offered a job to either have kind of what we had at Compass or where Joe works now, would you choose working from home or kind of that the perks that wouldn't make you leave the office, like nutritious foods, being able to get all this stuff?
There's a lot of variables that go into that.
Why I said no son.
Even without the kid, for me personally, I would not like having to commute into the city.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it. It would have to be an enormous amount of income for me to feel like it's worth it. I would prefer, the jobs I'm applying and interviewing for now are full remote. I would like to keep that, keep that way of working, but I'm not against going into an office, especially if there's perks that. But commute and compensation are the biggest things. But if it's somewhere local that I can drive to every day and it's not, if I need to get home in an emergency or something, I can. That would be fine, I think. And especially with those perks too, because, just like you, I'm pretty nutritious conscious. So, I wouldn't write it off, but there's definitely a line where there's no way in hell I'm going back to an office in a certain way. Yeah.
Yeah, and I know for me, even before COVID, I said this before, I would always have to tell them hey, I have to take care of, my mom, my grandma, she's still at home, be able to be there. And every time, knock on wood, but every time my grandma has fallen, I was working from home. So it was it's nice. You can kind of schedule your work around your day-to-day life. So I definitely always negotiate in some way. I need to work from home 1 or 2 days a week.
Yeah.
So it's definitely changed where it's it'd be more acceptable now if I had to do that. Where it's I need to work from home one or two days a week. As before, it was almost are you sure? I'm well, let's start with 1 day to see how you work out. I'm you don't think I'll get my job done? it's worked out at other companies. But I get it. It's just a weird...
Yeah, but
unknown, right? Yeah, exactly. It's an unknown, and now it's a norm working from home.
I think that's definitely a big plus, is now you don't have, well, for the most part, you don't have that that worry from other people. Are you really working while you're home?
Yeah.
I feel like that stereotype's kind of faded.
Yeah. So, George, I know when you started at Capsule, we're in the middle of COVID, what was onboarding like? Because that's completely different, right? Onboarding it when you're in person versus remote, it's a little weird.
Is it different? I mean, I think I...
Well, that's the question for you.
Because
that's what I'm asking.
We work at technology companies, it's the same thing. You still... The only difference is the first day you might get a text or an email from someone saying, this is the password to your computer. Because I've onboarded... twice during COVID.
Wow.
And
me too.
Go ahead, high five.
you have that same awkward onboarding meeting for the whole day. They give you a break. You have that team get together meeting, and your manager forces everyone to turn on their monitors, their cameras. But it was literally the same thing that you do in person.
But did you feel you didn't get as close to people because you weren't spending time in the office, or it was hey, I'm going to go get a coffee. Do you want to take a walk real quick?
I know you guys are going to give me shit for this, but that's something I always say in one intangible thing. It's I like to kind of
bring the chemistry of the team together.
Yeah.
Right? Like, get people talking. You kind of saw it with the previous team I was with.
It is definitely harder to do that via Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just, like, learning people's personalities and things like that over Slack, too.
Like, the first time I met my team in person, for one person, we just started talking like normal. For another person who I didn't really talk to, I realized, oh, we have so much in common. And it kind of helped, like, yeah, we met in person. We had, like, a team lunch. Afterwards, you know, I felt a little more comfortable talking to him online. You meet some people.
But how many months in was that?
Six. It was during the summer. So.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, if you were in the office.
Yeah.
And you were both in the office, right? Like, that would have been 3 weeks and you would have had that conversation.
Yeah, I definitely feel, even now, like, there are some relationships that would be better if I did work in the office, if everyone worked in the office and I saw certain people every day.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. And yeah.
Well, that was my question about how, like, before COVID, right, we had people who were fully remote. And that was one of the things that I was always like, oh, I can never do fully remote because of just building the relationships and all that. But I think now that everybody is kind of in that mindset, it's not as difficult.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, like, similar to George, I did it at two companies, right? So, like, right after Compass. And it's funny, like, at Vision, where I worked before Balance, before I started Balance, it was like, it felt like I worked there for 3 months. I worked there for, like, I don't know, what, 6 months or so before I had the opportunity with Balance. And it felt like I knew them for, like, 2 years. Like, we still text today. Like, we're supposed to schedule, like, a call just to, like, catch up and hang out. And that was a fully remote company. So, like, they're, like, one is in California, one is in, like, Colorado or something. So it's, like, not like they're together and I was remote. And then even with Balance now, it's, like, it feels like I've known them for so long. So I don't know if that's just, like, the people that I've been working with. You've
also just been through a lot with Balanced already, so it's...
That's also true. But, I mean, with Vision, there wasn't, like, I felt like I didn't do anything, like, milestone-driven, but it was, like, I felt like I knew them for so long. Even told, it's like, oh, crap, we did, like, a three-month check-in with the CTO. I'm like, I felt like I've known you for, like, a year. Like, this is weird.
Yeah.
And I think it just depends on the people. Like, do you embrace that remote culture? Like, being on video calls, it helps definitely having a video on.
There are some people that, they do embrace it. They work really well at home. They have their video on all the time, every meeting. Yeah. They try to talk a lot. When someone says, are there any questions? Even if they got nothing, they'll try to say something just to, like, keep the conversation going.
Hold on, sorry. Tangent. I love when there's, like, you're in a video call, but people will try to mute themselves and they're like, any questions? And they're all shaking their head no, but they can't see because they're presenting their screen.
And then they have to awkwardly say, I can't see anybody.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
And then there are some people that just never have their video on. And it's very hard to, like, get to know them, grow the team. If they're, like,
but
so
I think that's
hesitant.
On them, though, because, like, they should be, I don't want to say participating, but they should be putting themselves out there.
I agree.
Because if they were in the office, what would they do?
It's like, if they were in the office, they could just sit there and not talk. So, like, maybe it's their personality.
Yeah,
just,
yeah,
like,
but you would still see their face. Like, if you're not going
to
talk.
Yeah, but I can look at you for 24 hours. I'm not going to get to know you.
That was,
well, maybe.
That was definitely, like, one thing sorry, that's, like, one to be on that point. Like, that's one thing that I noticed, like, at Compass, someone on my team, she's just generally quiet, right? And someone else on the team would always be like, well, do you have, like, do you want to say something? And not in, like, a negative way of being like, do you have something
not
to say?
Anything,
to
encourage,
yeah,
say something?
It's really because they talked about it before and she's trying to get her to say her opinion,
right?
So it's just like, yes,
I mean,
but
for
that's
some
not
people,
the
it's hard to jump in.
Way to just be like, "Do you have something to
that's
say?"
True.
It's like, "All right, relax."
Well,
like, that's a
but
little.
But it depends on your team chemistry, right?
Yes.
Like, sometimes it's just like, "Well, what does blah 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 think?" And then,
honestly, for me, and I still do this now, is like, I will always say, oh, Joe and I were talking about this before. Joe had this idea, blah, 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 blah. If you want to talk about it, that's fine. Otherwise, it kind of just goes off. But that's just like an easier way of just being like, you got something to say?
Yeah. I mean, like, that sounds aggressive. Yeah. But I know what you mean.
My first job, we had like two people who were full remote, and I swear they were just like mythical creatures to me. It's just like, you just always heard about them.
Yeah.
I never spoke to them. I just saw like their initials on their things and on emails, stuff. But yeah. I never heard. I just swear they didn't exist. This was a big like Ponzi scheme fraud. Like,
yeah. It's one guy who's working through
getting
positions.
An extra paycheck. Yeah.
But then, from his boat.
But then my second job, like the like one specific guy, it was IT who was full remote. Like I talked to him maybe once or twice a year, or maybe like once every quarter. But he was like such a nice guy that like we would end up talking on the phone and having conversations.
Yeah,
like, even though I never met him. So like his personality was just like, I don't know. So like to your point, you know, that was before, so I couldn't even put a face to it. So. You could tell he was kind of putting in more effort, whereas my first job, I swear that lady didn't exist. Like, no chance.
That was, like, my first job. There was someone named Dan. He was just this, like, he knew everything. He worked at IBM. He pretty much wrote the code that our server was running off of. Like, he was just consulting with us. But he knew everything, every little thing. And we're just, like, I was, like, I never met this guy. And this is before, you know, you put your camera on. So he never had his cameras on. He would always like call into the meeting. And at one point we got out of the meeting and I was like, I just pictured this guy to look like Terry Crews on a horse going down a beach.
Not a bad image.
But and I finally met him like 3 or 4 months later at like a holiday party. He's just like 5'4".
Whoa,
typical
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Guy. He had like a little goatee on, like
above average.
Not
height.
What I thought average.
Honestly, masks and voices made me realize I am so off when it comes to like judging what I think someone might look like.
This is why I don't want to do video for our podcast. Like,
it's weird. That's like at Capsule, I started with one manager and he moved on to like manage another team. But every time I saw him, he was like sitting at what I assumed was like his kid's play table that's like a couple of inches off the ground. His kid was like climbing on him once. He's got like long hair that looked kind of messy. I saw him in person once. He was like almost a head taller than me, dressed super nicely, so cleaned up. I was like, who the hell are you? I just kept staring at him and he's like, you're taller than I thought. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with
you?
Like, said
that to you.
Yeah, he said that to me.
Well, well, well.
And I was like, come on, man. So, yeah, it's weird.
Question for you, Greg, because you're going for a new position now that's going to be fully remote. Mm-hmm. Do you think that position would have been open before COVID? Like, would that have been an opportunity for you before COVID?
Yes, just it would have been a different state. Because, like,
But would you have had to move there, or it would have been fine to be remote?
No, I probably would have had to move there because actually...
Well, that's what I mean. So, like, now you don't have to.
This same person tried to get me a job in 2019, but I would have had to move to Texas. So,
woo, woo!
I was weighing that out. Yeah.
That was before our Texas days.
Go be a Pfluger boy, Pflugerville.
There you go.
Shout out to Pflugerville.
Shout out Growlers in Texas.
Yeah, shout
sponsor out Growlers. Send us wings.
Yeah, I think like remote jobs and the pandemic, I think has or should really emphasize the importance of like trying to network. I didn't really do it enough and I'm lucky. Like even just getting an interview, like this job that I just interviewed for, whether I get the job or not, zero chance I get that interview or even probably find that job posting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I don't know someone to say, hey, check this out. You might be interested in it. Or, like, do you think like, do you think like more remote positions in the field? It's like good and bad, right? Because you're gonna get more candidates, but you also have to go through more.
I don't
at the same time.
Yeah, but you still find the best.
Yeah, because like for a tech company, especially for a company that's like established, right, and they have the funding to do it, if they want you, they'll try to get you. Like in the tech industry, at least, like they really think they want you, they'll get you somehow.
So like Joe, since you're since you've been part of the process, to, like, do you, does HR vet them? Like, go through resumes, and then they say, we think these 200 are the best, and then someone else narrows it down further before you decide who to interview?
No, they'll do that. They'll read through the interview, like the resumes and all that, and then they'll do an initial tech screen to kind of weed out from there. And then you'll have, like, maybe they'll send you like a take-home test or something just to see like one step further.
Got it, okay.
Of, does this guy have what it takes? And then we'll start talking to them a little bit more.
Now, and then are you guys are more open to like people all over?
Yeah. We hire everybody everywhere. But like, that's another thing that like we do a lot is, like, we going back to what you were saying was, you'll have a position that's open for a specific area, and you'll have people applying from California and be like, oh, we're going to relocate in 3 months or whatever. So they'll start and then they'll move later on and kind of.
Yeah.
So when you guys were working from home, did you find, being that your field had experience working from home, like most people had experience working from home already, they were more respectful? Like, you guys were more respectful of each other's times in regards to like meetings and stuff?
Yeah, I remember when COVID started, my manager asked me, hey, do you mind giving some tips to other people who don't work from home? And in my mind, I was just like, I don't know what you mean. Like, this is just like, that's like, what? That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't get on the train, and then you just do everything you would do.
You just get online. Like, what are you talking about?
Open your laptop.
Like, now that we're like 2 years into it, I'm like, oh, now I get it. Like, I guess some people just don't understand. Like, you can take breaks. It's not like you have to appear online all the time. And that was something I had to mention when we started Balanced.
Nobody's going to know.
That was something I had to say when I started Balanced. Like, we were defining culture. And I was like, just because I'm not online doesn't mean I'm not working. And everyone was like, yes. They like nodded their head. Yeah, yeah, okay, we get it.
Yeah, I mean, some people make themselves offline so that you specifically don't bother them when they can get work done.
Yeah, I tried to do that, like go offline for lunch. I would just get texts like, everything okay? You're offline.
Where are you?
Jeez. Yeah. I think I mentioned this in a prior episode, but that,
yeah.
Like the boundaries and the respecting of time was a little, that was my biggest challenge.
But that's the question, like, is the company like that now still? After 2 years of.
I think it was more. It goes person to person, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Than the company. Like, it was, but it was like what Roger said. It's like somebody had to say, take a break. Or it's like, you know, usually they know I took lunch like 12:30, and my lunch would be, I'd eat for 30 minutes and then go for a walk with my wife. And I remember one time I was working and it was like 1:15 and I'm starving. And my wife's looking at me like, are we going? Like, what's going on?
Come on.
And I said, I was like, I need to grab lunch. And the person was like, okay, yeah, go get lunch. We'll meet back in 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
And I was like, I'm not eating at my desk. Like, I'm taking my hour break.
Right.
And like, it was like silence on the other end. Like, what?
Then it made you feel awkward.
Like, and I felt, of course I felt awkward.
Do I have a right to eat lunch?
But it happened a lot. Like Friday night, it's like 6 o'clock and I'm like, I'm out. Need to go.
But
like, okay, go get dinner, go for a walk, we'll meet back up like 8:30. And I'm like, no, I'll see you Monday. Like, I can't do
and
that.
And then, like, to the flip side of that is, then they're like, working from home's not working because you're not performing, right? And it's like, you're almost assuming I'm going to work 24/7 when I work from home. Why can't I work from home still with, you know, this pandemic? I don't even know if it's still really going on, but you know what I mean? Like, this whole thing going on and people are still working from home and it's a norm. It's like,
The hours definitely got like fuzzy. Like, the hours definitely got fuzzy as time went on.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was the same case for you guys because your industry kind of already had that working from home feel, but you also like don't always work normal hours. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, it was fuzzy already to begin with. And then now like, everybody's from home, right? So you had people who were doing errands and things in the middle of the day and then coming back later on, put another hour or two.
Yeah. And that was one thing I wanted to bring up of like, you know, we talked about, you know, my company's fully remote and then working from home is kind of a little different.
in the aspect of like how we get work done is very much more async, because one of the things we prioritize is like, and it's something that the CEO said, it's like now we are kind of prioritize, we're scheduling our life, our work around our life, as opposed to before it's scheduling your work, whatever it was, what the opposite
work around
was
your
that,
life
this is the better way
so it's just like, you know, my kid, I don't have a kid, but it's like my kid has a baseball game at 4 p.m. I'm gonna be offline, and like, okay, cool, and they trust you to get your work done, which is the way it should be, right? They hire you for a reason, they're paying you the money, they should trust you to be able to get your work done, assuming like, you know, you're actually getting your work done.
Yeah, but also if you're leaving at 4 o'clock, a lot of people be like, all right, I left 2 hours early today, I'm gonna put in 2 hours at the end of the day.
Yeah, you have to make
go to the game and we'll eat dinner or whatever as a family, kid goes to bed, now it's work time again.
Yeah, right. I know one thing that sometimes that we would do at Compass, which was like an on-call schedule, right? You know, I think it happens for you where everyone rotates being on call. So meaning like if something goes down, we're going to get a page at like midnight, let's say, and you're responsible to answer it. Sometimes if you know that you have like your kid's game at 6 p.m., a basketball game at 6 p.m., you just say, or like they're going to be away or whatever it is, you just swap with someone like, hey, do you mind taking over this day? And then it's no big deal.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know why, like, outside of the tech industry and like talking with my brother is just like, that's unheard of. It's like, what?
On call is unheard of, or people being flexible,
like being able to be flexible and just
to
give, like, let go of the control and
difficult.
Give work away. Yeah, like, why is this difficult? Like, it's such a weird culture change.
I will say, like, my direct supervisor and my director both had kids, so when my wife was pregnant, they were very understanding, and so it was great being able to, like, take her to every doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
Regardless of what time of day it was, like, they knew, you know, no problem. So I again, I think it goes back to, like, of course, every company has a general culture around it, with like, and some opinion of working from home.
Again,
like
teaser.
I said, where, you know, where I was before, like it was pretty much unheard of beforehand. But then I think it comes down to person by person perspective, which I think majority of people have changed the way they think about it.
It's so like ingrained to us to be able to work from home and just like to be so flexible.
Like the pandemic was awful in like every sense, but I think it really catapulted all the lagging industries to like our quarter closes, our year end close, all of those went so smooth. Like there was nothing wrong.
What
with it.
What was it about being remote that made it smooth though?
Honestly, I think it was less BSing
just meetings and just getting together.
It's less people bullshitting around the office. Like it drove me crazy that
demonetized.
Yeah, no, like it really. I think one of the things that bothered me the most being in the office, again, I'm like introverted person. I didn't really talk to that many people at the office. I was friendly with everyone, but I didn't like go out of my way to go to someone's desk to talk about the Yankee game the night before or something like that. Okay, sometimes I did. Right? It's a good game. Judge hit a home run, something like that. But like not every day, right? At like the same time.
I mean, there
are
some people who would seek people out. And,
right. And that gets distracting. Like, because, you know, we're all in cubicles. I'm overhearing all these conversations. Right. So I hear some juicy drama about someone's wife or whatever, and I'm like, okay, this work can wait. I'm going to listen.
Stand
but,
up next or, to the
corner. Or like it's someone talking way too loud, and I really need to concentrate because like I really want to get this done.
And that's
blah, blah, blah.
The bad part about the whole thing. And I think that's part of the whole like open floor concept.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Like a lot of tech companies just be like big tables in large open areas and everybody just kind of gets a section of the table and that's their desk. But then you have that, what you're talking about, where you have people who are trying to talk to people all day and you're so close and it's just
or it's the opposite, right? Where it's like, well, the VP of engineering is right next to me. You feel very stressed out. You can't relax.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True,
like,
too.
People
are walking
around,
they're
looking
at
your screen. Yeah, like, this is ridiculous.
I was in a cubicle, like, a cubicle square, right? So, like, just imagine a square, four cubicles, one, two, the top, three, four, the bottom. I was in four, and so you could see, like, diagonally through, And the guy at two, the guy directly in front of me on the other side, would like fart and burp so loud and make these really weird grunting noises. Really
nice.
It was
like me when I'm
drunk. Like couldn't even fathom that this was like a grown adult. Like a,
in a workplace.
In a workplace. Yeah. And me and the kid diagonal from me in number one, every time he would do something, we would both just like sit up, look at each other, just shake our heads like, I didn't just imagine that, right?
Is this real life?
This is real. This is like 100% real. And so like that was another part of like being home that I was nice. But at the same time.
Yeah, but you don't have that entertainment factor anymore.
Yeah. That's true. It's like very basic. But like when I first got there, in order to do our filings, I would have to go to a file cabinet, take out the specific like states folder.
It was an actual filing. Open it up
and then look for like the password and stuff. And I'm like, you guys just don't have this in like an Excel doc that everyone, and then just like hyperlink everything. So you could just be like, boom, I'm on the site. Control paste, control, like copy paste, boom, I'm in.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. And I think like there's a lot of stuff. And it's not just like accounting. It's like every field outside of tech that doesn't have like a strong tech pull behind it that's been around for a long time, I think has that problem. But well, I think that's
starting to...
They're
stuck in those ways and they don't know how to do it
like, yeah, a modern way. Honestly, that's kind of like why you see all these tech companies come out of nowhere is because there are people that worked in these industries and they're just like, you're like, Excel's a bad example, but it's like, let's build a different... this tool where people can store all their data in and then link other data. And then now companies like yours were buying that software, and that's just kind of how tech companies came to be.
Yeah. Also the problem of like using outdated software that was good.
Yeah.
15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
They never changed it, but it's like, oh, well it worked. Let's just keep using it and not exploring new options.
Well, cause then you got to train people. You got to, you know,
yeah.
These companies don't want to do that.
So, like, I guess that's kind of another, I don't know, it might be like an off topic, but like when someone's new, how do you catch them up to speed? Is that, would you do it similarly in the office, or would you actually like have that person sit with you? Or remote? Is it like you are just watching my screen all day? How did you guys do that?
I think we should all answer, but you go ahead, George.
So, when I was onboarded and since then, since
and that
new...
was during COVID, right? So like you started remote. Yeah. Okay.
And even after when like new people joined the team, they had like a buddy. So it's kind of like
a balance buddy.
Any dumb question you have, you should be messaging your buddy every day and asking things. But I think like especially my team when I joined was a little more like scattered. And when I joined, I was trying to figure out like, oh, how do we do this? How do we do that? Like there were a lot of things that we support that, and I didn't know how to. And it's kind of like someone has to explain it to you. And as they're explaining, you have to write it all down. And I'm like, why don't we document this somewhere? And then we ended up getting system over another. And then we started like adding things little by little.
George documentation.
But by the time we hired two more engineers, we had documented so much that we just said like, yeah, go here. This is like the rundown of the team. If you have any questions, ask your buddy. And
yeah,
that kind of like,
but you can also take that one step further, right? And give them an onboarding task of improve these docs. And then every time you get a new person come in, it just improves and kind of builds on itself.
I don't know. Maybe like this is the, like I'm very introverted like Greg is, but like, I kind of miss that part of onboarding. I don't have to like seek out to find the head of production or whatever team head of data. It's now like there's just a meeting and I get to just meet them in person, and it's just a little like less impersonal. Like just to be devil's advocate to that, it's like a little bit easier to get to know people as opposed to like now being remote. Yeah, you can set up a call, but it's like now I got to schedule the call or so on, as opposed to like people just come up to you like at Compass. I never even worked at Capsule. at Compass, you had like a balloon. They would just tie to a balloon to your chair. It's like, I'm new, and like people just knew that as like a introduce themselves.
So first thing Greg does is cut the balloon off.
Cut the balloon on the next guy's chair.
So
new guy. I don't know where he went. Yeah. He's been at lunch for a really long time.
But then it got to a point at Compass. Like it's weird to think about that. someone new was starting every day that we didn't know anybody at the kid. Like, it was just normal that we don't know who that person is walking by.
Yeah, there were enough people starting and you couldn't get
it's just like, track. But when that happened, I was like, wow, we made it, George. We're a company that's just like, you don't even know the person next to you.
Well, that's one of the things that we've been saying as far as going back to the office is we've hired so many people since we've been on COVID. Or on COVID, I don't even know what that means. But, you know, you go back to the office and there's going to be so many new people who have started that you've never actually met. It's just going to be a weird thing. Well, I think we are because, like, a lot of people are going to be remote and all of that now. But it's going to be basically you're going to go into an office and you're going to know 10% of the people where before you knew almost everybody because you saw them every day.
So icebreakers.
Yeah, when you go into the office. I have a story about that.
So like
when you go into the office, can you just like be like, yeah, you're much shorter than I thought.
To everyone.
Yeah, to everyone. To everyone you talk to, like, yeah, you're just much shorter than I thought.
Up to a towering guy, like, wow, you're a lot shorter than I thought.
You know, I did that once to somebody when I started at my company, and afterwards, looking back, I felt really awkward about that because I feel like he got that statement all the time. And he was like, no, he was like 6'6". So it was one of those, you're a much taller in person.
How's the weather up there?
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, it's clearly one of those things that they get all the time. And I was like, I just felt weird because, I mean, for me, it was like, that was my natural reaction, but he probably got that all the time.
If he leaves the company, it's your fault.
Yeah. He already left. So
it's your fault, Joe.
Yeah. Yep. Your fault.
2 years later.
So when Compass started to go fully remote because of COVID, one of the things, and I think they still do it, is a team get to know you question. So an icebreaker.
Oh, God.
So everyone would have to come up with a new question.
This was every day. It was,
yeah, this is every single day. And we start every meeting. So it's like, yeah, you have stand up, you do an icebreaker, and then the next meeting, you have another question. Like, oh, my gosh.
Nobody needs to know me that well.
I agree. It happened like last week. We had I scheduled a meeting with, I think, the newest engineer on the team, and
you already forgot his name, or her name, name.
No, I didn't know which engineer was hired last. But we met. We had like a half hour meeting just to go over something, and it turned into like an hour long. We got through whatever, and then we just started talking, and it was like we would have done this in person like during the first week, but because we haven't seen each other, you know, it took this long. And I definitely, that was a moment that made me realize, like, yeah, in person, meeting in person would be a lot better, would be much better for team building.
Yeah.
That's why when I see companies say like, oh, when you meet in person, focus on team building, getting to know each other, and then when you work from home, just do your work and that's it.
It's funny you say that, George.
It's almost like I read the doc.
Wow, you read our pre-show notes. I'm so glad.
Only because you called him out.
That's why I brought the laptop.
Noise. Well, it was because last time.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
Yeah, I didn't read it before.
It's because last time he's like, "What if we write up notes and then we read it before?" I'm like, dude, you don't even read the notes I write now. Like,
I was drunk.
But that brings us to an article I read where the CEO of Google talks about how they're moving to 3 days in the office, 2 days working from home.
Oof.
With some teams that are fully remote. But if you're in the office, they want it to be more about kind of building those skills of kind of collaborating and team building, right? Instead of doing it kind of remotely and like not, I don't know what the right word is, like naturally.
Yeah.
They want you to focus more on collaborating and getting those meetings done within those 3 days, and then working from home 2 days. Mm-hmm. So to focus on the work that you actually have to do. Do you guys find that you're scheduling meetings more so when you, I mean, this is before COVID, but like working from home? Because I know I definitely did. Like I would purposely schedule meetings probably Monday or Tuesday because I knew I'd be working from home Wednesday or Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, meeting day. So you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I purposely scheduled them when you were in the office. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, like you were saying before, that was sort of something that we just did where it was like, oh, blah, blah, blah is working from home that day. Let's make the
meeting. Let's try to
when everybody's in the office.
Yeah. And I never felt like it kind of pushed work back, like delayed work to get done. Yeah. Right? I mean,
there's so much going on that it...
Yeah.
I think it was a mixture of COVID, but I feel like in-person meetings, you would end up with way less random small talk. So the meetings would, you would start.
That's also
you
true.
Would maybe yeah. a tiny bit of small talk, like then you would get to the point, have the meeting,
yeah,
leave, that's like leave COVID? On time. Like, no, without, like oh, without, in yeah. person when we were in the office. Meetings tended to last the amount that they were scheduled for. And there would be very little small talk, whereas like COVID, it was always like, "Oh, how's everyone doing? Oh, yeah. couldn't get toilet paper again." Like, and then it would be 10 to 15 minutes of talking in the beginning or the end, and not then I would paper. Just be like, "All right, come on, like, get back to work."
So yeah. when we're at Zillion, I feel like a lot of that happened when you were waiting for another meeting to end in the conference room, right? Everybody would kind of.
Oh yeah,
gather outside. Around. So you knew, waiting,
yes,
and that was your chit chat time, yep. and then you would jump.
Hey,
in.
I miss that.
I miss those. Like we used to do that at Compass, even like before, after COVID or during COVID, where it was like bullshit talk after a meeting is done, and I was like, yeah. I miss that. Like now, yeah. it's like, all right, see you later, guys, and everyone ends their call, and I'm still sitting there like, oh. Yeah, I thought we were gonna have like bullshit talk.
Well, yeah.
I never even
guess
thought
I have of, no friends.
I didn't yeah. even think of that. Like what you said, where it's like. When the room's up, you know, some we have this room
right,
booked.
You're done.
Like, okay, we got wow. it. We're done. But on Zoom, you know.
Yeah.
I just remember forever. Seeing someone you know in the meeting and you stand outside and try to get them to laugh.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the walls are all glass.
Yes.
Or the other thing you would do is a meeting would end, right? And you would walk back to your desk and that was your chit chat. But as yes. soon as you got to your desk, like, it was like, all right, back, that's yeah, it. Yeah. We're done.
Or you
keep going
at your desk
and I
for a few seconds, like finish
awkwardly.
The conversation,
yeah.
And then sit. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That would happen all the time. When I go to nine, I'd go to you and be like, hey, what are you
coffee?
Doing?
Yeah. Coffee.
Coffee. I got a meeting in 10 minutes. I drank so much coffee while we were at Compass.
See, now you yeah. drink less coffee.
So like going back to that article, like, would you guys all be open to that? Right now, or would you prefer to still be home majority of the time?
If, I think if,
yes.
If home. I worked at Compass, I think I'd be okay with it.
If you were going into the office religiously, well, I don't want to say religiously, but consistently every 3 days, three yeah. days a week, whatever it was, and you could schedule around that, then I think it makes sense.
And
how
I
would
say,
you schedule it? Would you do Monday, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Tuesday, Wednesday,
for
Thursday.
3 days in?
No, I genuinely like.
How would you do your 3 days?
I always did Monday. I always did Wednesday, Friday working from home because like that middle of the week break
just
kind of
break
so
it up.
Nice.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah. Like just to like
sure.
relax.
Yeah.
Because like, usually like my Mondays were always me running up and downstairs, elevators, yeah. running around with my laptop. Like I would have my coffee, water
Monday
bottle.
Was a meeting
my,
day.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like he would always see me running yeah. around. But. Like, and I say Compass because the Compass commute was so nice. It was really easy. It was like Metro North, walk to the subway, 5 minute subway ride,
boom,
2 minute walk, done.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's like I gotta go to Brooklyn, and that's a pain in the ass. That's
say no more.
Pain in the
say
ass.
No
yeah.
more.
Yeah. You know, we know some people there.
Yeah, but
and they're getting out.
And they're getting...
they had a year and a half of it. And like,
come
I'm
on,
done.
Johnny,
I'm done.
Come on.
Shout out, Johnny.
I did something similar. I mean, I only did 1 day a week at Zillion, but it was Thursday. So it was, you had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday was a short sprint, get your work done. And then Thursday was sort of a relax, right? Work from home, get stuff done. And then Friday was another, you know, easier day, more relaxed, not as many people in the office. So I still went in, but it wasn't as intense as one of the other yeah. days.
So we talked a lot about working from home. Is there any bit of advice that you can give people out there still, yes, I know, that might be able to ease like that mental fatigue of working from home? I know I've hit it before where it's just like kind of like the same thing over and over again. Even if it is, like for me, it would be just get out of the bed, like the one room that you're in, move to the kitchen, move to the living yeah. room, whatever it can
go
be
outside.
Yeah, go outside if it's nice out,
yeah, sit on the deck, bring yeah. your laptop out there.
What
maybe.
Have you done that you think like could be helpful?
Don't go by me,
tell us, Joe.
I pick on you because I know you just
first,
sit there at your desk all
first
day.
Summer of COVID, I did go outside a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
On like, you know, Friday we had our happy hour, so you would go outside and
you know, get a little bit of fresh air during that call. But
so you take your laptop outside. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought like happy hour, everyone just closes their laptop and just goes outside
and then comes back an hour later,
report how it was.
That would be amazing.
All bird. Like I got wasted. I didn't make it.
No, but like some of the things that a lot of people do, what you were saying before is, oh, I had to take the dog out, right? So that was your excuse to get out and get some fresh air during the day.
I think breaks is a big thing. Like schedule more breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the typical, if you can go outside, go outside. I've actually, this is more recently, but I've read and listened to a lot of stuff about like kind of how to really set up your space for like the most productivity.
Mm-hmm.
So like one thing is, I mean, I personally always liked waking up and it was still kind of dark out and stuff. And when I was first starting to work from home, my office was like in the corner of my living room where I didn't have a lamp or anything. But one thing that's supposed to help is if you can't go outside if it's too cold, to have like some sort of direct light right over you. So almost acting like the sun.
Yeah.
So having some sort of light over you, that's like a more like, I guess, technical advice.
Yeah.
Just like friendly advice. Yeah. Take breaks. Don't be afraid to like step away and don't be afraid to like appear away or appear offline
if you need to.
And utilize your calendar to block time off for like lunch. And if you have like a hard sign off for the end of the day.